Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, 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 yay.
Children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Beni u ven bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aretz Uwa v'yom ha-shevi'i Shavat, shavat, v'yinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, ot, he, ot, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam. For I have an olam. Kia shesheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days. Kia shesheta yamim. He who be, who he be made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made eta hashamayim. The heavens. Ve'et ha'aretz and the earth and the earthly plain. Uvayom ha'shvi'i and on the seventh day. Uvayom ha'shvi'i shavata vayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, shavat, shavat vayinafash. Vayinafash and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat
Sima'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besen bed ken, meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme, kohulum yilik, sahayin asaye, meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, Shalem. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. A bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Rocket.
mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Inge. The power of the Most High, Imperial Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Menenai. I.
Sima'ab, wa'walid, wa'menfes ha'kadus, ahadu amlak. Ze k'edamit, ye k'edamit, besen bed ken, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shelleme, kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, Shalom. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Lovely do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the only day.
Days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aret. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, or high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars, yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
I'll say give unto Rastafari, yo, you mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is up on the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is up on many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amica, zangveid, 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 ahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us, zangveid, 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 ahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, nora, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one. Na gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na gibor, dorshea yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat shamrei, barchem, tahare, rachemei. Sidik atekta tamida tamle. Bless them. Purify them. Pity. Pity. Barkein. Ahrein. Rachemei. Sidik atekta tamida. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Idateka, in goodness lead your flock, Yahida Ge'e, Le Ameka Bine, Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn, Zokhre. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma, ushma, ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show I did, Kavir Ushima, Ushima, Ushaik Aden. Yo de A Ta Elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yo de A Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever. Shabbat Shalom.
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 Lecha Dodi,
Dodi,
Dodi. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Atala. Pene Shabbat, Nikapalah. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Atala. Pene Shabbat, Nikapalah. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad
echad.
Wa he will be Jehovah. Yeah, chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name.
His name, his name.
Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Shem Ula Tifereta, V'Tehillah. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'Ka Dodi L'Krati Etala, B'nei Shabbati N'Kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings divine. Lecha Dodi Likrati Atala, B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nagus, even Nagus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Atala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapalah. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Atala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapalah. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha Dodi Likrati Atala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapalah. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, his bride. Lecha Dodi Likrati Atala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapalah. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha Dodi Likrati Atala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapalah. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lecha Dodi Likrati Atala, B'nei Shabbati Nikapalah. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
Greet, 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 greet.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Shabbat Shalom, Simba Salam, and T-J-I-F, thank Shah. Friday, Shabbat time. Here, here, here. Here, Ross Teal, Sabbath day.
Watchful eyes is
Rasta the Lion. It's the Most High, high me say. Bless the Sabbath day, cause the Sabbath day is Saturday.
Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands.
Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only Jah know. Well, none for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine any place with the elder man. We call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You find petition and prayer balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And better the im negede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we hide is back. I judge our way on.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong.
Yeah.
sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
You ready to scratch? Come down, Pablo. Scratch ready. Great! One scratch at the best engineer in the business. Tear down Black Hawk Studio.
It's just like the days of Noah. I mean, more and more, especially if you're studying it, if you just get the kind of over the counterfeit Christianity, Christianity's view, like so-called average, so-called Sunday, Western white Gentile Bibles, you know, you get a kind of a very imperfect picture, but you got the basic idea, you know, that it's just like the days of Noah. I mean, more and more, especially if you're studying it, if you just get the kind of over the counterfeit Christianity, Christianity's view, like so-called the average, so-called Sunday, Western white Gentile Bibles, you know, you get a kind of a very imperfect picture, but you got the basic idea. You know, there was a flood, and there was Noah and his family, and he built the ark, and that's how he. But there's really more to that. There's more to that, and if we look at that then, at first we don't even see how that applies to us, even now, because it's like with the Rasta man, it's like, it's that same Noah's Ark, even Barhana Selassie, he speaks on that, I think we have a clip up on the board where he talks about, you know, Noah had three sons, you know, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and although he goes along the same conventional, you know, like Ham is a black man, and Shem is like kind of like Asia, you know, so to speak, and Japheth is Europe, you know, that's one conventional view that we kind of have received through, you know, Christianities. In a general sense, it's correct, but more specifically, there's, you know, more details there, but just that interview is so very good. He speaks about, you know, that one forget that Noah, I think he says like that Noah is our father. So this Torah portion is Noah, like Noah. Right, so it's a couple of first words right here, in addition to the first words, you know, of this. Let's get to the first words right here. You know, as we like to get to, you know, the first words, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was in his generations a man righteous and wholehearted. Noah walked with God. Noah walked with Ha Elohim. Or really, actually says Ha Elohim. I think we had been speaking on the Hashem, the name, as well as speaking on the Hashemot, right? The Hashemot, or the names. Now, some try to pretend that they are not names that refer to he who be who he be, but it's very clear from study that yes, there is the Hashem, as we say, the name, right? And in the Brit Hadasha, we should know what the name is. That's above, you know, the name that the Father has. It says that he raises up his word above all his name. We have that even within the Psalter, within the Psalms. He raised up the Word. In the beginning was the Word, right? And that Word became flesh, which is Yeshua, right? So we kind of can make those connections right there, even from the previous Torah portion. So let's go here to Genesis chapter 6, because we had left off from Bereshith in Genesis chapter 6 with the flood. Now, in the Scofield Study Bible, it has a subscription, The Marriage of the Cainites with the Sethites. Now, among so-called Christians and ones who, you know, subscribe, as it were, to the Bible, this interpretation of this right here, we say, based on our Ethiopic and our Hebrew roots, is right and exact, this interpretation right here that you see. But others dispute it. Others say, no, it's not. Even a couple of resources that we point to, they also, I think the book The Fallen Watches by Jason Guenza, you know, we kind of recommend that book, but even in our kind of college kind of reprint for the students and disciples to study, we put a kind of disclaimer just to kind of go into this a little bit more right here. But hopefully we can, you know, even if we have to debate it, we should, you know, reason on this within the, you know, Habarim on this. Because some say that the sons of God, that it's talking about ones and daughters of men, they say this was the angels, Okay, this is when the Nephilim and everything. But it's very clear from studying the text where it says that the Nephilim, right, it says that the Nephilim or the giants were, there were giants in the earth in those days. Right, it's very important in verse 4 of chapter 6, 6 and 4 of Genesis. Now, we had left off actually at verse 8, the previous Torah portion, where in the section that subscribed the purpose of Yahuwah, of Jehovah in grace, and we pick up here in verse 9, 6 and 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God or with Ha-Elohim. Now, this is basically how the KJV reads, right? And we know that this is not just Elohim, but it's Ha-Elohim, a distinction. We have Elohim. In some places, Elohim would refer to a person of the Trinity. When we have Ha-Elohim, it's referring to the fullness of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We touched on that before, like where it has Lord God or Yehovah and Elohim, as we have it in Genesis chapter 2, is referring to Yahweh, the Father, and Elohim, the Son. Right, and also in other places we study the Hebrew Trinity, which is the Holy Trinity, the only true Trinity. The other ones are pseudo-Trinities, and this is what the Bible calls the other gods or the other Elohim or the Elohim Acharim. Acharim, right? But anyway, touching on this right here, I read it first in the Chumash. The Chumash reads slightly differently right there than I think it says over here in the Chumash. It says, these are the generations of Noah. That's the same then after, now in the KJV you have a colon. Here in the Chumash English part of the translation is a period. But when I read in the Hebrew, and here's the Hebrew right here, the Shem Ha'ab, where Habain, where Rahab, Kadesh, Yahuwah, Achad, Eleh, Toldot, Noch, Ish, Sadiq. Right, Ish is Sadiq, right, and then it says Tamim Haya. Well, let's go to the first part. First is Ele, Toldot. These are the generation. Mamarinya, and the good, as we say, Tulit. These are the generation. It says Noach. Right, that says Noah, Noach. Right now, when you look at the Hebrew Masoretic, there's no period there. Right, so when we see the King James, you'll see there's a colon. It says Noah colon, then it says Noah's a just and perfect, just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with Elohim. The fullness of the verses: Eleh Toldot Noch Isha Tzadik Tamim Haya BeDoroteu. Et ha Elohim hita halek noch. Right, and so breaking this down right here, I noticed that in this one verse, Noah is mentioned three times. This one verse is one full verse. When we read the Masoretic, you know, some of the diacritical marks, the commas and the colons and semicolons, of course, you know, by the scholars and the scribes were added in later on, which are helpful, especially when we look at the Metzav Kedus of Negus Neges, the Book of the Seven Seals, when we get to that point. But this is just basic groundation, KJV compared with the Hebrew, and then for at that next level of refinement, then we bring in Nemharic, because Nemharic already, we know this from His Majesty's foreword, was diligently, you know, consulted with the Hebrew for the Old Testament and the Koine, or the, like, the Septuagint and those ancient scrolls as well. But originally the first draft from the Ethiopic scrolls, and then diligent comparison with the Hebrew as well as with the New Testament Greek, or the common Greek called the Koine, right? Greek, right? So let's just go to the Hebrew here. It says, these are the generation of Noah. Noah was in his generations, right, a man righteous and wholehearted. The Chumash reads, KJV kind of flips around the sentence a little differently, that Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. Now, a couple of things need to be just highlighted right here that are very, very interesting. One, I'm just seeing this kind of here more clearly now, looking at the Masoretic, the fact that Noah is three times, Noch, right? Eleh Toldot Noch. These are the generation of Noah, Ish, Man, Tariq. He was a man righteous. Tamim is interesting because the offerings, when we get furthermore, like in Leviticus, and we start to look at, you know, the Torah for the priests and the offerings that speak about without blemish and being perfect, without blemish, without a mum. It's called mum in the Hebrew. Mum or mum means a blemish. For it to be tamim. When the scriptures speaks about how Jacob was a plain man, it uses the same root word right here, tam. He was tam. This is almost like the plural sense of it. Tamim, right? Tam, like tam in a sense, not tam, but tam, right? Like ah, tam, atum, you know, on that sort of level, right? When we go to the ancient Mishpia. But looking at tamim means that he's without blemishes. Now, some say that this is due to the fact that the hybridization, that something was going on in the genetic gene pool. And here's what we could bring in our Talmud, right, or our Tim Havit, the teaching of his master, the Covenant of the Guest. The Covenant of the Guest, I think chapter two or three, where it speaks about Cain and what was going on in the time of Cain. And we also have a word concerning Noah as well, in fact, in chapter 7. Well, actually, this is good. We're going to go to it right here just to kind of clarify this. So when it says wholehearted righteous here, I think the King James here kind of brings it out a little more better. When it says perfect in his generations, many say that it's because in his seed, his family line coming down from, like, we could say Adam through Seth and then also through Enoch was perfect. It was not like the lineage of Cain. So we had two different lineages and lineages. So when it says that the giants, you know, we'll read the part in the first part of chapter 6, that there were giants in the earth in those days, it's important to get a context of the word giants. So a lot of times the English would have a particular word, and sometimes they'll be consistently translating a word from the Hebrew or the Greek. But in some instances, it's not. So we see that also in the Hebrew when we look at generations in this verse. For the first part of this Torah portion, the second Torah portion in our cycle of reading and feedings, in this seven, this Shabuah, we have Shabbat Noah, or Noah, right? And we have generations twice, but there's two different words in the Hebrew used for generations. But when we look at this verse right here, where it says that, let's see, where's this verse right here? Came to pass and they repented. What verse is this? This was verse 4. Let's go to verse 4. Yeah. In the Hebrew it says the Nephilim. It doesn't say giants, it's Nephilim, but it's another word they translate as giant, and that's the word Giborim. The Giboris, you know, which is one form they have, the Giborim. You know, so this is also a word that is shared in the Ethiopic and the Afro-Shemitic languages. And before you demonize the word, it's like the word Elohim. Elohim is used for the true power, right? Because before him, there was no Elohim form for the true power. All these are just counterfeits or pseudos. And it's also used for the false ones, even in the language. There's no big G, small G, or big E, big Aleph, small Aleph. That doesn't work there. So it's a more refined sense of spirit and more refined sense of mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just judging by the appearance of it. But if you judge by the appearance of the text in Genesis 6 and 4, it'll say giant. And then elsewhere you'll read giant. It's not always translatable by Nephilim. In some places it's later on Rephidim, but they are also part of this same fallen angel contingent. That's why it says in verse 4 of chapter 6, the Nephilim were in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the B'nai Elohim came into the daughters of men, that they bore children to them, the same were mighty men that were of old, the men of renown. And not to get into this too much here, but at least to lay this right here. And the word Nephilim, from the root in the Hebrew, means Nephal. Right? Nephal.
right? They were named Nafal, some of the commentators say, and the scribes and the Rambam, the rabbis and other students of the word Talmudim said that word because they fell. The word Nafal in the Hebrew means to fall. Nephileh Bamarinya, and from the Gittes, means to act foolishly. These are those angels we read about in the Kevar Neges in chapter 100 who reviled Adam because of the incident that was prompted by Shaitan or Satan, right, concerning his tool, the Nahash, right, or the serpent in the Ganeta Eden. All right, so here the footnote says they caused the world to fall, but these were the ones who left their first estate. And we know what time period they left, that it was after the sin, right, in the Garden of Eden concerning the tree, the eating of that tree. It's after that, because in chapter 100 of the Kevar Neges, the Queen of Sheba and Oysan Menelik, we have that there. So I'll put that there as a little bit of background to who the Nephilim were. But look at the context of the sentence. And it says, there were giants in the earth in those days. It didn't say that the giants just came into the earth in those days, but the giants are not the giants. The giants are the Nephilim. Nephilim are the fallen ones. Interesting thing about the word Nephilim is that the word Nephilim has a couple of related, as we go through the etymological Strong's Concordance breakdown, one of them means abortions too. Abortions, the abort. And when we now look in the Metzhafeh Henoch or the Ethiopic Enoch, right, and we look into the book of Enoch, as well as Jubilees, but especially Enoch, we see the works of these ones and ones. So what we're looking at is when the Nephilim, the fallen angels, when they fell, where did they go on the face of the earth? Where did they go? So what Moses is saying in his first book here is that the Nephilim were already in the earth in those days. See, this is where a lot of these ones will be going into this, talking about aliens and demons and this and that and the next thing and the third. I've watched some of these videos and I see them dancing around this, and I'm like, can't these guys read? Well, they can read, but it's like back in the days, there was this reading in school, there was reading comprehension. Do you understand what you read? That's why they would ask the questions. I'm surprised. I recognize, even while growing up, why a lot of, even some of my friends and homies, they didn't do so well in the reading comprehension, because a lot of times they would read the story and they get all caught up in the story like they want to rewrite the movie. I'm like, yeah, I get you. It should have happened like that. The story was a weird story. It would have been better if it happened. But I'm like, what do you say? I said, no, but you don't answer the question of what you want. You're looking at the text, and when they ask you, what do you find in the text? In other words, look at the evidence, and what does the evidence say? Don't read into it or how you would like the story to go or how it would make you feel better. If it, you know what I'm saying? I think that's what happens when one's, it's what we call poor hermeneutics, you know, a poor interpretation. You know, that's what it says, study to show yourself approved, right, to Elohim, to what is he seeking to say to us, not the way we want to see the text so that it fits into a preconceived notion, you know. And so if we look at it, it says in the Nephilim, right, or the giants, but in the Nephilim, the fallen ones were in the earth in those days. They are the ones who caused the world to fall. Rashi had gave that comment there. Another one explains that the heart of whosoever saw them fell in wonder at their enormous stature, right, their stature, because some interpret this to be the tall men, the Rejajim Sewosh. They were like, they were also physically tall. Now when we look into some of the ancient cultures, especially Gibbet or the Kamtar or, you know, ancient Egypt, it's Ra'im. We start to look at these statues and other things, and it's kind of interesting when people say, well, how did these things, were these things built in like the most ancient of times and other places around the world? Even Baalbek, you know, people say, how was this thing built? You know, it seems like, you know, sentient beings must have cut this and chopped this and did this, but to lift some of these stones. Now, of course, not to get into the speculations, we know ancient people didn't understand more things about nature because they didn't have this distraction that we have of this matrix. See, we have this other matrix, you know, this artificial world that's been pulled over our eyes. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we are like in the earth, right? We're in the earth, but we're not living really in that connection to the earth. We really are caught up in this world system. We're caught up in this matrix. You know, that's why it says all the ones who are able to open the matrix are holy, right? Are kadosh, right? Are set apart to the true power, to Ha Elohim, right, to the Abba, you know, and to the power of our Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, Getachi. Amen? Amen. So, as we go forward in this, Right? It says, in the days of the generation of Enoch and the children of Cain. If you're from the Haberim, if you have a Chumash, we're just kind of, in a sense, taking a reflective glance at the previous part, because remember, this part here in Noah is segue. So before we even get into the flood and what is about to come to pass, we should get a good foundation on what has already happened and to put it in proper sequence. I was looking forward to doing even a vid, and I was kind of meditating, still am meditating on like how to present it. Sometimes I think it's just best to sometimes do the audio, because it's still in our heart with, you know, with that rational thought, that reasoning, you know, and that testimony. And when I could put that out, then maybe later on, even with the item and others can, you know, because as the word, you know, begins to show us and we see that picture, you know, help from the Haberim and presenting it other way. But in the beginning is the word. But I was thinking on doing the vid, and one of the vids was going to really touch on this to clarify that what ones are confusing is like the sons of the heavens, right? We're called the sons of the heavens, a euphemistic, some say, name of the Melakim, right? The Melakim, the Bnei HaShemayim, the sons of the heavens, with the Bnei, right? With the Bnei Elohim. Now, who are the Bnei Elohim? That's the key question. So some tell you that the sons of Elohim are the Melakim, to say are the celestial angels. You know what I'm saying? Because in a sense, we are likened to angels in the sense of messengers, even at the end time. We see that clearly in the words of Rabboni Yeshua HaMashiach to us, that he says that he'll send forward, you know, the reapers in the latter days. So that's how we say I and I as Rastafarians, I and I as angels. See, that's the rhema word from the scripture right there. And in really studying to see, well, what is his instruction to us? This is why we study it, right? And we come into reasoning, and I give thanks for thy patience and attention, and also, you know, in the reasoning from the brothers and sisters as well. You know, because I might know certain things here or there, but when we're in the Torah portion, in the text, and we have an opportunity to share, to, as you say, chop it up and to exhort and to build up and to ask the questions. I had to look at this and say, well, the giants here, the underlying word is not the same as the giants elsewhere in the Torah, in Moses' Torah. But in the English, this is how it's been translated to us. So a lot of times, ones are having like arguments on what did it mean back then, and they're not getting beyond the veil of the KJV. They're not studying the veil of the KJV carefully. You know what I'm saying? This is why I point this point out concerning the Nephilim in Genesis chapter, Bereshit chapter 6 and 4, because we need to get a context, right, for this judgment, you know, that is happening, and why in the first verse for the reading in this Torah portion, the first verse and the first key words speak about Noah being a just man, right, a Isha Tzadik, right, and him also being Tamim, right, him being, in other words, perfect in his generation. What does, you know, what does this refer to, right? Perfect in his generation. What does it mean by generation? Because the lineage of Seth, right, the son of Adam, according to his likeness, right, and he got a son according to the likeness, that was Seth. So he had, after Cain slew Abel, right, we get this kind of parting of the ways. Cain goes out. He found a city, right? A city, right? He goes to a place, first of all, he goes to a place called Nod. He didn't found Nod. Notice that. Because remember in the first part of the Torah portion, reading and feeding, this is why this area section, we're going to try to put in as much work as we can to kind of go over some of the basics, right? Go over some of the basics. It's almost like first to build the foundations, you know, of the structure. You know, we're not worrying about the wallpaper right now, the decoration, the interior decoration, what sort of, you know, first of all, make sure there's a firm structure, it's on a firm foundation. So it's that foundation that is really, really firstly and foremostly important to us. So when we look at chapter 4, just in a kind of a review, right, in chapter 4, we find at verse 16, the first civilization, because it says, and Cain went out from the presence of Yahuwah, right, and dwelt in the land of Nod, or Noah, Nod, right, on the east of Aden. So what side of the Aden? So we know that this was on the east side of the Aden, right, which puts in that same Mesopotamia, Anunnaki region. In fact, we have some audios on that as well. In this season, there was a wonderful Rhema word right, that was revealed to I and I concerning the whole Anaki and Unaki. They're also a part of the Nephilim. Right, so really understanding this will clarify a whole lot so that when we are out there checking out, you know, other ones and ones who are doing, you know, their research and sharing those things, we can really see what is rightly and what really fits into the structure. So this is why the beginning of, especially the Torah portion, reading and feeding, especially here in Genesis, as we had given some time and also hopefully we'll return to giving more time to wisdom. Wisdom is the key, is the principal thing. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim wa et ha-eretz. Right, in the beginning, Bereshit. Bereshit chokma, or hakma, right? Wisdom is the principle. Kinei hakma, in other words, get wisdom. Wisdom is the head. Wisdom is the principle, right? That's why I said to be wise to salvation. So we see that before we get to Noah, we need to understand when it says that the Nephilim and the giants were in the earth in those days. What does it mean to say that the giants were in the earth in those days? What are we talking about with the giants? So I think this is a good place to, and who are the men of renown? So some questions that are very important, and I give thanks and praise to Abba Father Sabino Melkeno Behashem Yeshua, that we have these resources like the Kevra Neges. Also the Gedla Adam Wet Hayward. In fact, the fuller name of the book of Adam and Eve is really the contending, the struggle, as it were, the striving to a degree. It can be interpreted like the contending, right? The Gedla, like the jihad in that sense, but the Gedla Adam Wet Hayward, Adam and Eve, right, against the Satan, against the devil, right, against Satan, right? So this is the contending. So even in that text, we have some very important documentation, evidence, that was known to the ancients of the Ethiopian Hebrew and some of the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew. These are vital manuscripts, right, that have been preserved, just like the Book of Enoch. You see what I'm saying? Now, ones are beginning and they know the value of the Book of Enoch, but what they don't understand is how to read those and study those in connection with what we have. Looking at the canonical scripture like Genesis, the five books, you know, Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy as kind of that groundation. And then wherever we are maybe in doubt or there's a question, a lot of these questions already have been answered previously. Even the question about, well, where did they get their wives from? Even that question has been answered as well. Somebody said, well, if they were the only people on earth, well, we know that the Nephilim, right? What does it tell us right here? It says that the Nephilim were in the earth, right, in those days. There were giants in the earth in those days. Now, when did they come to the earth? See, a lot of people read chapter 6 thinking that is when they make the Nephilim, in a sense, the Bnei Elohim, the sons of God. And if you really listen to a lot of, they might be sincere, but I think what is happening is what do you call it again? Not peer pressure. It's called something else, like groupthink. Like a lot of them who are in, like, you know, who believe still the primary abomination of counterfeit Christianity. You know, like it doesn't matter what, you know, what race, what seed the Moshiach is. You know, when they say, well, it doesn't matter what race, that's to say what seed he is. It does matter. In fact, it really only matters really with him to know that he's that seed of David, that race of David. You know what I'm saying? And then also that remnant, because he said he preserved a remnant, and also concerned the throne of David, that David's throne would never lack a man to sit upon that throne. So there are those elements that we find within the testimony. For my part, I glory in the Bible. Abinu Melkeinu reminds us. So this is why we study, right? This is why we study. So we come together so that we can be able to both enjoy, I actually enjoy more when I do watch other videos, because I'm recognizing it's not like, okay, we're right and they wrong, but I can tell that some of them sincerely, you know, believe those things, and sometimes there are some gems there as well. You know what I'm saying? But at least we would know the truth for I and I self, and we'll be like, how can you say, drinking from our own cistern. You see what I'm saying? From our own drinking well, drinking from I and I own water, and also referring to those teachings of His Majesty. majesty. You know, give us a teaching of his majesty, for we don't want no devil's philosophy based on the faith that was once delivered to the saints. It was content. Content, that same word content is like to strive. Strive comes up as well, you know. He says, you know, he would not always strive with man, you know, so we have that word strive, which is to content. To content earnestly, right? Earnestly, like in righteousness of the faith that was once delivered to the saints. So Noah, he becomes, I like to call him the Ankh man. Noah, the word Ankh, right? Etymologically in the language and also in its true meaning, which is Ethiopic. When we really get into the roots of ancient Kemet and certain of the prime, you know, the prime primitive words and roots, we see that link in the Ethiopic, right? And so we can see how the whole Afro-Shemitic, you know, that Ham-O-Kamo-Shemitic comes together in Jah's will. And then also can get off of that, you know, hyper Semiticism, right, or hyper Hermeticism, you know, or one's on hyper Japheticism, and we can remember, as Burhan Selassie, you know, reminded I and I in the interview, that Noah is our father. Did we mention that Noah was an albino? It seems that he was an albino, or how he appeared was like an albino. Did you mention that? Now, some might think because instead of calling so-called white people white, right, and instead of addressing like that, we have sought, you know, neologic, you know, or new words or ways of using words because we recognize that the old paradigm is corrupt. So when we say albino, we are referring to the fact that from the primordial Adam or Atum or the black man and woman, of course, came all the other, you know, we say ethnicity, all the human family. But we don't just have a human family in this earth equation anymore. You see what I'm saying? Anymore as it was intended from the beginning. And this is where the Gan Eden, what happened in the garden, and then also the revilings, you know, of Adam that happened in the heavens before Abba Father, right? Based on HaSatan, Satan's provoking, right, of the other angels, and also using the incident of the transgression, Adam's transgression of Adam wa Hawan that occurred in the Gan Eden. So when we get to chapter 4 and 16, it says, And Cain went out from the presence of Yahuwah and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain, or Cain, knew his wife. Now, where did he get his wife from? See, the Kabbalah Negesh explains to us from the ancient Judaic, the black Yehudi, black Jewish, and Ethiopian Hebrew teaching, explains to us where the wife came from. These things already know. See, what Moshe was recording for posterity in his first book was the basic narrative, the structure according to the Hebrew mythos. Much was already known to the patriarch and to the ones then. So this word, like right here, it's like today if I'm talking about something that we already know and we're just giving a summary. Now, I know and y'all know that further details are found elsewhere, but everyone that's hearing this now for now and looking for the future, we know that we understand the other areas and that this is a good structure without going into all of those details because they're recorded elsewhere. They're recorded in other manuscripts. Right? So this is why the manuscripts are so very important. And even with the line of Judah I&I Printing and I&I Publishing and also, you know, working with other printers, publishers, and book, you know, bookstores, because we're seeking to encourage these things because we're really in libraries and other educational, you know, even just starting out at the grassroots, right, by studying and growing in it and sharing with others and setting up, you know, other opportunities, you know, for ministering, other, we call it means of grace, you know, whether it's the audio books, we've been speaking about the audio books, you know, personally, I like to hear the other brothers and the sisters reading, you know what I mean, and we can, if it's not just for I and I, it's for others as well, because it's based on our diligence, you know, and discipline, and also the fruit and the blessing upon I and I from walking in Yahweh and Jah guidance and his eye protection, that others as well, right, will not only just hear the, you know, I and I words, but they will see the power, right, that manifestation in our life, in our liberty, and mainly in how much love we have one for another. That's the key that Rabboni Yeshua, right, that Memharachin Yesus reminds us of. So we see that Cain,
at this point, he knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. You notice this? You know, I've noticed this before, but even in the continual study, it becomes interesting because this is the Enoch, right? The initiator, as I know, when the Ross Apollos had said, Amalek Dagazi Raji, I think I heard the eye say, you know, said, that Hinuk also can be said to mean to initiate, like Hanok or Enoch from Hinuk, Hanukkah, like this is where we get Hanukkah from. This is exactly where we get that word, because that word is used for like the livication or the dedication of the temple, the Hanukkah. It's actually a part of Torah, though the Hanukkah was because of a revelation of His grace with the oil and the 8 days, but it's also re-emphasizing the basic structure by another and additional example. So we are growing with these object lessons, you know what I mean? And if we seek to take it within and in the holy place, there's also that fruit, right, to be produced, right? You know, the words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart, be humbly acceptable in the Most High sight, you know, in our and I Abba Father sight, the Hashem Yeshua, right, in Isis, you know, in Yeshua's name. Amen. So we see another Enoch here, right, after Cain knew his wife and she conceived, and he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And now when we go through the lineages, here's what's interesting. We get, if we count the lineage of Cain, it seems as though at the seventh generation, the lineage of Cain cuts off. I don't know if I didn't notice that. And in the seventh generation, and this is where rightly divide the scripture, you know, rightly divide the word, you know, like seeing how, okay, that word there that we just touched on briefly, whether the I and them have cited this yet, we just share this right here when we get to the epistle, the general epistle of Yehuda or Jude. Remember, Jude is the same one, I think, in 14 and around 20, 22, that asks the Moshiach, right? He says, how is it, not Iscariot, not Judas Iscariot, but Jude, Yehuda, the brother of James, of Jacob, Yaakov, where he says, how is it that you're going to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? It's like when they say, Rastaman, Rastawoman, why is it that we cite the manifestation? We can say, greetings in the name of I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. This day revealed in and manifested in the person of the conquering line of the tribe, which is the root of Dawid, Adamawi, Haile Selassie, who has revealed to open the book, loose the seven seals thereof. Hallelujah, Amen. Rastafari, you miskin. How is it that we can say such? And others say, oh, that sounds heretical to them, or that sounds like we're just saying something. But now us going in the study and having the word that actually backs up and proves it, as well as in many cases of the revelation of prophecy fulfilled, we can look at those historical facts. So when it says God and history shall judge, we're looking at Jahweh, that's going to Ha Elohim in spirit and truth, not just the letter of the law, but the spirit, right? The spirit. Right. So here in the general epistle of Jude, it says this right here. I think it speaks about, it says that Enoch also in verse 14, also the seventh from Adam, Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, Hine, Ha'adon, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Right now, when we look at this right here, and then let's go to the first part with the historical instances. So this is recorded in history, right? We have this in the scripture, right? Which also has historical evidence as well. And also archaeologists have been digging up a lot of different things here, there, and elsewhere that also prove various elements of this. But we need to get the right narrative. Here's what's very important. We need to get the right narrative, because a lot of times we are hearing about various facts, but it's not according to the right, and we see the right narrative, the righteous narrative. The righteous narrative is here in the scripture for us, but we have to learn to rightly, you know, rightly explain, rightly divide the word. To say that, okay, that event historically is the fulfillment of this word right here, and here's how it's the fulfillment of this word, and then to go into it, you know what I mean, to bring that out. That's why it says the prophecy. Right, and the church is the greatest thing, and let all things be done decently and in order, and to the edifying, to building us up. Because even though we might be speaking about a word of prophecy that's fulfilled, there's also that word of comfort for us, right, in His grace.
right, and the Hashem Yeshua. So here we see the historical instances of apostasy from verse 5 of the general epistle of Jude. And he says, and I will therefore put you in remembrance. This is what we go through here, both on the air and in the iris, and in walking Yahweh, truth and life, you know, according to the order, right, you know, the rightful order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, according to the teaching of his master, in keeping the Shabbat. We're calling into our remembrance because the command for the Shabbat is to remember the Shabbat, you see. That's mental, that's with our heart, that's with our mind, to remember the Shabbat. So I will therefore put you in remembrance, though y'all once knew this, how that Adonai, right, Adonai, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, even in the second advent, even in his visitation, even to I and I and we in this city that spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, in the so-called mystery Babylon, it says, afterward destroy them that believe not. Right? So the beginning of that new life wasn't there for them. They didn't admit it. They didn't credit. They had a low credit rating. Right? Even the Israelites who had seen those signs and wonders, they were brought out. Jah brought them out. The lesson here, the moral here, is that Jah brought them out but didn't bring them in because they had a low credit rating. They had a low trust rating. They had a low yay and amen, a low believing rating. Right? They believed not. Right? We don't really say so much to be naive, but if we're speaking to certain ones, we could, you know, in grace they believe, but we break down what that word means. Right? What does that word believe mean? It means to aman, amen, to trust, to admit, right, to credit, like in the Greek, the word pistis, like even the pistis sophia. Hopefully we have time to touch on that, because that also figures in the fuller fullness, but we're seeking to go step by step. So here we're in the Shabbat Noach, or Noach, right, or the Sabbath Noah, Torah portion, our second Torah portion. Verse 6 of the general epistle of Jude says, and the Melakim, the Melaik, the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness to the judgment of the great day. Now, here's what's interesting. Here's what's going to bring this in right here within the time that we have. If we go to the Kever Neges, because the Kever Neges is our Timheret. Timheret is the Ethiopic of Talmud. Talmud means teaching. Right? This is not the Bavli Talmud, right? This is we could say the Ethiopic Talmud, right? The Ethiopic teaching or the teaching of His Majesty. So we go to I&I documents, we have in the Kever Neges chapter 100, and this is concerning the angels who rebelled. They were the same ones who reviled Adam because of what occurred in chapter 3, right, of Genesis. Right, so we now are getting the heaven view, right, on the earthly account that Moses puts in his first book. So here, these angels, right, are saying that they would do better than Adam. Right, they would do better than Adam, and basically they're reviling Adam for what happened. So Jah says to them, right, he says, and to you, according to what you wish, there shall be upon you the mind of a man and the body of a man, but take good heed to yourselves that ye, speaking to all these angels that were the ones who rebelled, this is what the chapter is called, concerning the angels who rebelled, all ye, right, take good heed to yourselves that ye transgress not my word, and break not my commandment, and defile not ye yourselves with eating, or drinking, or fornication, or with any other thing whatsoever, and transgress ye, y'all, not my word. Because these angels were insistent, and remember, it was based on HaSatan, or Satan's provocation. So we're getting a clear picture of who's who, and how these things really occurred, right, and what the ancients understood. Because this is why these sort of documents were preserved, you know, among that remnant of the royal order of the Ethiopian, the righteous order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, right? Such books like the Metzafe Henoch, the Book of Enoch, Jubilees, but also the Kever Neges, right, as well, which we are making reference to. And then he says, and straightway there was given to them, speaking about those Melakim, with his word, flesh and blood, and a heart of the children of men. And they were content to leave the height of Shemayim. So now we're clearly speaking of the Melakim, or those who the scripture speaks of, the Nephilim,
The Nephilim, right? The Nephilim, these are those, so the meaning of it is very clear. Nafal means to fall. And they were content to leave the height of heaven, and they came down to earth, to the folly of the dancing of the children of Cain. So now we have the children of Cain, right? With all their work of the artisan, which they made in the folly of their fornication, and to their singings, which they accompanied with the tambourine and the flutes and the pipes and much shouting and loud cries of joy and noisy songs. So they were having parties. It's like what happens when ones don't keep the Shabbat in like the Friday night. It's Friday, they're going out to the party Friday and Saturday, and then some would be rushing off to the church on Sunday to pray for crop failure after they sowed all of their wild oats. And their daughters were there. I think this is key that the Kevarim Neges, and in our reprint is on page 187, right? The Queen of Sheba and son Menelik, referring to the 100th chapter of the Kevarim Neges, which is also known as the Queen of Sheba, and only son Menelik, the chapter that is concerning the angels who rebelled, so that we can get a more of a context of, well, who is the Nephilim, and that the Nephilim are not the Bnei Elohim. And their daughters were there. So this is now speaking that these angels who came down, the Kevarim Neges and the ancient Ethiopic and the Hebrew teaching, is teaching us that the Nephilim came down to, right, to the children of Cain. So they had affinity, and their daughters were there, and they enjoyed the orgies without shame, for they centered themselves for the men who pleased them, and they lost the balance in their minds. Now even the sense, and we get into Metzafah Henoch, the book of Enoch, the Ethiopic book of Enoch, and we find how the different angels taught different things, you know, for these reasons. So they lost the balance in their minds through the sense. And it's interesting how now, you know, we probably know more scientifically, again, that these scents, how scents affect the mood and attitude, perfumes and all of that. And the men did not restrain themselves for a moment, but they took to wife from among the women those whom they had chosen and committed sin with them. For Elohim hath no resting place in the hearts of the arrogant and those who revile. So these men is talking about here in the sense of, quote, men really are of the fallen angel Nephilim, who were already in the earth from Genesis chapter 4 time. But remember, there's this city called Nod. He went to a place called Nod, and then he built a city in this region. Why would it be named this, right, if there wasn't others there? You know what I'm saying? Why would you build a city just for one or two people? Right, so it's basically clearly telling us that there were other, let's just say, loosely say, people, but not people who were related to the Adam family, right, to the Adam family, right? Cain was related, but he had broken off. And now these Melakim has fallen, becoming Nephilim, and they are now, you could say, socializing, so to speak, right, with the children of Cain, taking a special emphasis on the daughters, lusting after the woman, right? Now we find when we study the line of Cain doesn't get recorded past the seventh generation. It's like in the seventh generation, the men are no more. What's going on? And then when we look at what's going on today, we can see that truly there's nothing new under the sun. And then also in the seventh generation from Adam, we get the real Enoch. But in the first generation after Cain, the murderer goes astray, goes to Nod. He has a son who he calls Enoch too, so we have two Enochs. So the similar name does not mean the same. Let's keep that in mind as well. And the men did not restrain themselves for a moment, but they took a wife from among the women whom they had chosen and committed sin with them. Now some read this and say, oh, that's the same thing that Bnei Elohim did. Yes, it's the same thing that they chose woman, but you have to remember that there's a different time and space. This is how we're going to be able to break it down as we go forward, because when we go to the first part of the Kevarim Neges, namely to chapters 6 concerning the sin of Cain, and then to chapter 7 concerning Noah, then to chapter 8 concerning the flood, we will have the Ethiopic teaching, the teaching of His Majesty, that help us to get a clearer context of even this Torah portion, the second Torah portion reading, the Sabbath Noah, or the Shabbat Noach, or Noach, that we are currently reading and feeding as well. So there's much more there. The way we're looking at the time check, brothers and sisters, a kind of a first word here for the TJIF, hopefully, and also for this second
Torah portion reading and feeding within our yeshiva 5777, you know, for, you know, in our Torah studies as well, Jalor, also with the Hebrew as well, and I'm sure that other Habarim as well, hopefully take good notes, my brothers and sisters, or also record it. You know, I find that sometimes it's like I was going to go into a video, but then I was getting caught up on looking for some of the word art, and I didn't want to lose the, you know, frustrate the Ruach HaKodesh, you know, say speak on this and make a memorial of this. In other words, using this technology wisely as well so that we can, you know, maximize the dissemination, you know, to other brothers and sisters in this manna, you know, this angel's bread, the real angels. Remember, that's also a point, too, about the whole thing about no marriage in heaven. You've heard some people allege that. And it's another example of a misreading. You know, we need to get reading comprehension. We're reading this, but sometimes when we just take that time in the Christ mind and the fellowship to really read and study it, we'll find like, wow, I read over this verse before, and I really didn't see it in that context, that fuller context. It's opening up. You know, remember that all those, you know, that open the matrix, the firstborn, you know what I mean? You know, are holy, are set apart. Right, that open the matrix, that can now, we can now see outside of this so-called world, you know, that's been pulled over our eyes by these wolf. You know, the wolves had, you know, wolf, leave Josh sheep. You know, leave Josh sheep alone. Yes, I. That's Fredlocks, I think. Yes, I'm going to take a look at Selah moment here, but hopefully this is a good MRE, a manna, you know, ready to eat for this second RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study for the Shabbat Noah, or the Sabbath Noah. Amen, amen. Shabbat shalom, send me salam, and thank Jah, Rastafari. It is Friday. Amen, amen. Shalom, Havrim. Shalom.
I'm coming to August soon. I will start building it up. I'm going to get some vision from His Majesty. Sight His Majesty in a vision up there. So I'm going to build up the tower in the yard. That was my father used to hold a little spot there, 42 August town, when he doing garage work. Mm. Build a tower in it. Nice it up. And we have Selassie, we can't represent yourself with some idiot's name. No? You can't be a Rasta man and your name Wolf. You know? His Majesty, you know?
Leave the sheep alone. Do not talk to covenant angels, whoever created the angels. So many angels, so many millions.
Shalom, Simbet Salam, here. Desiree right there with angels. So here we're in the second sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Noah. Shabbat Noah, Sabbath Noah. We're going to go through some of the synopsis. We still have some questions from the overflow from the first sabbatical study right here from Bereshit, here in the book known as Bereshit, often commonly translated as in the beginning, or more correctly, looking at the wisdom of Solomon and Proverbs in wisdom, as Chokmah, wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia is the Reshit, is the beginning. But here, today's daily psalm, let's give ear, get a hear right here.
Here we have today's
daily psalm.
Psalm 50.
Mizmor nun, mizmor le'asaf, asaf, 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 asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord, Adonai, even the Lord, Adonai, even the Lord, Adonai, spoken, Adonai, the Lord Adonai, spoken, the Lord Adonai, spoken, the Lord
spoken,
the Lord.
Yikra aret,
and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Min mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o, ad mevo'o, ad mevo'o, ad mevo'o.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty, the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion michlal yofi,
michlal yofi, michlal yofi, michlal yofi.
God hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined.
Yavo Eloheinu,
Yavo Eloheinu, Yavo Eloheinu, Yavo Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show this.
Ar'ennu
beyesha
Elohim.
Salvation of God.
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 Adonai.
Yes.
Rastafari.
Yes, 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 the salvation, the Yeshua.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
So here, here, here. Here, here, here for this second RSS number 2 right here, the second sabbatical study for Shabbat Noah. Shabbat, Sabbath, Noah. Let's go over some of the overview or synopsis right here. Here, referring to Hebrew for Christians, and we agree with this here as it also reflects INI Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew teaching, some of that which we highlighted in the audible concerning the book of Hanok or Enoch Hanok, as well as the book of Kufale, Metzafa Kufale, the book of divisions, the book of jubilees. But here we have Shabbat table talk. It's an overview here for Parsha Noah, for the Torah reading and feeding INI sabbatical manna, angel's bread here in this Shabbat strong. For Sabbath, Noah, Noah, Noah. Picking up with chapters, Genesis chapter 6, 6 at verse 9 to chapter 11 at verse 32. So in the previous sabbatical study, for the previous, the first RSS here in the new semester right here, 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 we had the Torah portion, the reading and feeding known as Bereshis, Bereshis, in beginning, in wisdom, often as it's translated in the beginning, but in wisdom, Bereshis, Bereshis, bara Elohim et ha shemaim wa et ha aretz. First words there of Moshe's first book, known as Genesis, Hebraically called the Sefer, the book, the Sefer Bereshit, the book, the cipher of the beginning, showed how the fall was often referred to theologically as the fall of Adam, where Ishto and his woman, his wife, his Eshet, Oset, his woman Chawa, the fall of man, often summed up as the fall of man, of humanity, symbolized here and pointed to in the Torah as Adam and Hawa, caused humanity, their descendants, to plunge right into chaos, into chaos, idolatrous chaos. The wicked, the ratchet, or in the Hebrew we say resha, resha, like rasha, ratchet, right? But actually, it can also refer to defiant. You know, in the Sabbath, the Seder for Pesach, there are like four kinds of children. And one of the children is called the defiant one. But in the Hebrew, it's rasha, 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 the rasha, the ratchet, we would say, bringing out the English sense or the force of it. But actually, it can also mean the defiant. So that wicked generation was actually a defiant
generation of Cain. And the ungodly, the not Elohim-like mixture of human with what ones may refer to as demonic through the Nephilim from the fall in Hebrew means to fall, the Nephilim, caused the world, that particular world of that time, to be entirely steeped in anarchy and bloodlust. So that, quote, every intention of the thoughts of man's heart, of man's mind, was only evil, ra'ah, was only hurtful, harmful, bad, ill, unkind, continually. Now, after nine generations, Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, haya, day, he had enough, haya, day, he had enough, and was ready to wipe the humanity, right, from the face of the earth, of the earthly plane. However, Ha Elohim, the Almighty, recognized Noah, and the good, the Elohim-like line or lineage of Seth, as a tzaddik. Tzaddik is a righteous one, like a righteous man, a tzaddik. And graciously made provision to save him from the wrath, from the consequences of those evil generations, the wrath to come. Now, Noah's name in the Hebrew, Noah, it comes from the Hebrew verb nuach, which means to rest, nuach, right? Nuach, to rest. He was named by his father Lamech, who said, quote, out of the ground, Adama, that Yahuwah has cursed, this one shall bring us relief, Nuach, Noch, Menucha, from our work and from the painful toil of our hands, from the labors of our hands, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 5, verse 29. As such, Noah, is a type of Moshiach. He is a type of Christos, a type of Christ, a type of that anointed one who saves and through whom the world of his time was saved and gives a lasting, a continual comfort and rest. So, according to his namesake, for the sake of his name. Now, here, in this second sabbatical study for the second Shabbat, strong Shabbat Noah, in our reading, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the almighty power, revealed to Noah his intention, what his intent was of destroying, deconstructing, right, all the inhabitants of the earth with a great flood. In the Hebrew, the flood is the Mabul, this great flood, and therefore instructed him to build an approximately 450-foot long, three-tiered wooden teba. In the Hebrew, refer to the ark, the ship, like, right, the big boat, the ship, as the teba. Modern Hebrew, they enunciate as teva. Teva, the Teba, which is kind of interesting because in Amharic, the Ark, like the Ark of the Covenant, is a Tabot, right? Just looking at the linguistics, the African Afro-Shemitic linguistics there. In the Royal Amharic, the Ark is called the Merkeb, and Merkeb reminds us of the Hebraic term for chariot, the Merkabah. But here, this wooden Teba, according to the Hebrew, the Teba, was coated within and without with the kofir, right? Kofir from kafar, as we have in Kippur, it's like a black pitch, tar. So that blackness, both to cover the ark on the inside and the outside, and that very word, the kofir from kafar, we have in the Kippur sense of Yom HaKippurim, the day of coverings. That's why probably Yom HaKippurim is a day of atonements because of that covering. What's interesting right here is he coated it with this pitch, right? And the pitch is the kofir, right? Like kafir, they say kafir boy. Let's go figure that right there. But Noah, he took Ishto, his eshet, his oset, his woman, his wife, and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yafet, and their wives, their nashim, and two, Zakar u Nekeba, male Zakar and female Nekeba. Nekeba, out of every sort of unclean animal. And note this, and seven of every clean. You know, some try to say, oh, look, the Bible contradicts. Here he said take two, and here he said take seven. But when you start to read, he said take two, right, the male and the female of every sort of unclean animal, unclean living creature. And seven of every clean. How many were there? There was eight. Seven of every clean into Hateba, into the ark, to be sheltered from the coming Mabul, from the coming flood, the coming great deluge. Now, in the 600th year of Noah, of Noah's life, in the second month, the second moon, in the modern Hebrew known as Cheshvan, on the 17th day of the month, it reads, all the, quote, fountains, the fountains of the Tehom, the great deep, burst forth, and rain began to fall for 40 days. Now, could this break up like the tectonic plates, you know, from the great deep? How deep? How deep are we talking? They say there's parts of the ocean that they haven't really been able to bottom out because it's just that deep, right? The fountains of the great deep, it burst forth, and rain began to fall for 40 days and 40 nights. Now the waters, the Mayim, eventually covered the entire earth plane, the entire earth, overwhelming even the tops of the highest mountains. After 150 days, the water began to recede. And on the 17th day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, take note, the seventh month, where we just come through with Sukkot tabernacles at the end of the holy year. So here, around this time right here, the 17th day of the seventh month, Ha-Teva, the ark came to rest on Mount Ararat. From its perch, Noah, he dispatched a raven and then a series of doves. For what reason? Well, the text says here, to quote, see, if the Mayim, if the waters were abated, right, from the face of the earth, the Aret. In the 601st year of Noah's life, in the second month, here again at the second moon, the second month, on the 27th day of the moon of the month, after a stay of 1 year and 11 days, 111, 1 year and 11 days, this is a complete solar year. A complete solar year. The ground, the Adama, was finally dry. Noah then removed Hateva, the ark's covering. And he built a mizbeach, an altar, to offer zebachim, zebachot, sacrifices, le'elohim, to the Elohim. Yahuwah then made a berit, a covenant with Noah and his descendants, never to destroy the earth with a mabul, with a flood, and gave the rainbow as its sign. What, how they have turned the rainbow upside down, right? But check it. He gave the rainbow as a sign. Here. The specific commandments that were given to the sons, the B'nai Noah, the sons of Noah, they may be summarized as follows.
in Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 and 7, there's the command, right, to peru urbu, urbu, right, peru urbu, to be fruitful, peru, u, and rebu, and to multiply, to become nuff. Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 and verse 7. Secondarily, some of the specific commandments given to the B'nai Noah was the prohibition about eating dam in the Hebrew is blood, eating dam, according to Genesis chapter 9, verse 4. And thirdly, right here from Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, the prohibition of murder, right, and the institution, coupled with the institution of capital punishment. In other words, life for life. Capital punishment, or what people will call the death penalty. Now, the parasha, the Torah reading and feeding here, then explains the early life and liberty of the survivors. These survivors, according to the scripture, these eight. Quote, it says, Noah began to be a man of the soil, and he planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and became drunk, and lay uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside, according to Genesis chapter 9, verses 20 to 22. Because of this, it is written, Noah, he cursed Ham's son, Canaan, though he blessed Shem and Yafet, who, quote, covered the nakedness of their father, end quote. Now, just a pause here for the footer, but this will come out in the Q&As, the question and answers. It's interesting because when we compare and study Torah, comparing scripture with scripture, we see in Moshe's third book, he explains what that nakedness, the nakedness, right, of a man, right, the next to your father is his wife, whether it's your mother or it's another woman, but it's his wife. So just to bring that out, because there's been a lot of abominable, lies. Here's where, through the Gentiles, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants and their accomplices, here is where they perverted the scripture. You know, first of all, they said that, well, Ham, is like the only black one. In other words, Ham is black and Japheth is white. So does that make Shem gray? This confusion. They were all children and sons of one father, and according to what we know, one mother. Right? And according to, is it the book of Jubilees or is it the book of Enoch? In Enoch, it says that Noah was an albino. How interesting is that? Take note right there. Hopefully we catch up on this reasoning here. But after that incident there, where they call it like the curse of Ham, think about it. Nowhere in the scripture does it say the curse of Ham. But then we can now understand how they took the truth of the scripture, right, and twisted it into a lie. So after this, the parasha described how the earth was repopulated. Remember the key command that was given, specific command, because also there's a connection with what some people call the Noahide, talk about the Noahide laws, right? And some argue whether the Noahide laws are what, you know, was actually brought forward in this section of Torah, and others say otherwise. But this is a point of reference. The first command was to be fruitful and to multiply. And this was at a time when the life that was on the earth, according to the scripts, was wiped out. And then we had these survivors and the sons of Noah, the B'nai Noah, who were commanded, right, to repopulate, to replenish, to refill the earth. Just to see that right there. And also let's compare and contrast with the first chapter, right, the creation of man in his image and after his likeness. But after this, the description of how the earth was repeopled, repopulated through Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yafet, as the founders of what is referred to
as the 70 nations. So we often talk about 70 nations. We know that there were 72 nations, you know, that recognized that anointing and that crowning, right, of the Rastafari, a.k.a. Kamawi Haile Selassie, 72 nations. So these numbers are significant in the scripture and Torah and prophecy, but here's what we get, you know, the symbolic 70 nations, right, of the Gentiles, of the Goyim, of the other nations, right, other than called Yisrael, other than Israel, or in the prophecy, other than Yisrael and Yehuda. As described in the detailed genealogy, there's a detailed genealogy that's given in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 10. Now, the descendants of Noah, remained a single people. This is what a lot of people, you know, when they try to twist around the meaning of scripture, you know, insanities of counterfeit false racial philosophies and ideologies as we have suffered over 400 years, right? Let's take note that the descendants, it wasn't like, well, after he came out the ark, they all went their separate places and they became different, you know, people. They were family. And their descendants remain a single people group, according to, right, Bereshit, according to Genesis chapter 11. They remain a single people group with a single language. And now from a Hebraic perspective, we refer to this as the Lashon HaKodesh, or the holy language, the Lashon, the tongue, HaKodesh. It says, actually in the Hebrew, it says they were of one lip, one mother lip. The lip in that sense is feminine, so we can bring it into the modern academic terms of what they call mother tongue, of one lip, right, and one set of words, right, for a good moment, for 10 generations. For 10 generations. But some try to blame, like, the Tower of Babel, say, well, that was just on the Hamites, or that was just on the Shemites, or that was on the Japhethites. No, they were all in it, right? They were all in it. You know, like, we're all together, and we do some badness, and it's just the badness that we almost don't even want to look at each other anymore. We just want, like, just leave the scene. That's what caused that separation, right? For 10 generations, they were together. Just take note of that, right? So what could happen within about 10 generations? However, they eventually return, right, to their harmful, to the hurtful ways, right, of the B'nai Qayin, of the sons of Cain, by uniting in, for lack of a better word, idolatrous religiosities, ideologies, even bringing back some of the ideologies that was washed away. It's interesting in the, Jubilees, right, Little Genesis. Right, it talks about how Noah strictly forbade, you know, even looking at what these former civilizations did, and one of the descendants had come across some archaeology, right, and he kind of re-engineered that and then it caught on. So this might be the reference to the idolatrous religions that had led them to build a, quote, tower and its top in Shemaim, in the heavens. Or its head, right? Its top, its rosh, its head in the heavens. Ha Elohim, Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed the name. He confounded, right, their hurtful, harmful, pseudo-spiritualism, false religion, you know. However, by confusing, how do He confound them? By confusing their speech. This is why now when people do archaeology, they know this is a very interesting thing, although among different peoples it's done different ways because different people have different flavors and different spices. It seems as though there's some connectivity. And one will say, well, that all came from this one. That all came from that one. Couldn't they all have kind of taken what they all were doing together and went to their separate places and tried to redo what they had done did that got them in the situation to begin with? But what's different is the confusion of their speech. And it's interesting to study linguistics, you know, and really see how, you know, even some words that were in the Lashon HaKodesh this way became reversed. It's the same word, but it's almost like they began to speak backward, confusing their speech, and thereby disperse the people, right, into the 70 nations, the 70 nations of the earth. And this abandoned tower scripture is known as Babel, which in the Hebrew can have two peculiar, interesting meanings, right? A two-edged sword, right? One is Babel or Babel. Bab is door. I just say door, like a gateway door of El. El is like the almighty power. Like we say the almighty, you say God. Bab El. And then the secondary is getting like to the verb sense of Babal. Babal. Babal means like we would say Babel, right? Like Babylon, Babal, right? So while they try to set a gate of God, of their God spiritualism ideology, right, influenced by the fallen ones, like the Anunnakis and the rest of them from before, right? And then the Babal, the confusion, and is considered by many to be the origin. Many consider this right here to be the origin of what's called even in the Chazon Yohanan in Revelation, Yohannes Rai in the Revelation, as Mystery Babylon. Because the mystery is, well, how are they all separated, have their ancient cultures and their ancient systems? But it's more or less like they're all doing the same thing, you know, in confusion, right? Now, the Torah portion right here, it concludes here, the second sabbatical study, Shabbat, Noah. It concludes with a genealogy of the generations, right? The generations from Noah, from Noah to Terah. A Chaldean, or in the Hebrew, a Kasdim, from the Kasdim, who was the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now, Haran, Abram's brother, he had died in the city of Ur. Oh, no, I should say it the other way, because that's Egyptian is Ur. You say Ur, right? But over there, they say Ur, right? The city of Ur in eastern Babylon. But had a son named Lot that became a lot of trouble, who was made part of Terah's extended family. Abram had married his half-sister Sarai, with an I at the end, Sarai. The reading here, it ends and fulfills with Terah's right, family leaving the Ur, or the Ur, right, the Ur of the land, right, for the land of the Canaan. But stopping, just taking a kind of a stop to settle, they settled in a place known as the city of Haran at the western edge of what would be called the Babylonian Empire, the ancient Babel. Yes. So right here, just a little Rhema tune right here for this Torah reading and feeding. Man to man to man.
Yeah. you don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend. And your best friend, your worst enemy, oh, will eat and drink with you.
And drink with you.
Then behind them soak upon you.
Psalm 50.
Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le Asaf, 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 Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
Adonai, has spoken.
Diper vayikra aretz.
Called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion michlal yofi.
God hath shined.
Yavo Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show this.
Arenu veyesha Elohim.
Salvation of God.
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 Yes, the theme of today's, or the day's Daily Psalm, Psalm 50, a judgment theme. And even right here, for the second sabbatical study.
Sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
The flood was a judgment.
Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aret The heretics ask. Shalom Chabarim. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Tzedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Psalm 50, Mizmor Non, Psalm 50, Psalm El. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, it is themed Yisrael, Israel reigned. Hear, Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph. God, God the Lord, he hath spoken, and he called the earth into being. Hear the Aleph verse, the first verse of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, Mizmor Le'asaph, El, Elohim, Yahuwah, Diber, Vayikra aret El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra aret. The heretics ask Rav Simlai, what is meant by the words God, God the Lord, he have spoken? What is meant by the words El Elohim Yahuwah Diber? Rav Simlai answered, Scripture does not say here, quote, they have spoken, end quote, or, quote, they call, end quote, but he hath spoken and he called. Scripture does not say they have spoken or they called, but he hath spoken, diber, and he called, vayikra. And here the Midrash note here to Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, to Psalm 50. Here the occurrence of the three names for God, for Ha'el, for Elohim. Here the occurrence of three names for God was used by them as an argument against his oneness. When the heretics ask Rav Simlai concerning what is meant by the words God, God the Lord. What is meant by the words El, Elohim, Yahuwah, God, God, Jehovah, he hath spoken. El, Elohim, Yahuwah, Diber. So the occurrence of the three names for God was used by them as an argument against his oneness. Here the heretics, the minim, they were evidently certain kinds of so-called Christians who were arguing in favor of the doctrine of the Trinity. Later, his disciples, his Talmudim, said to Rav Simlai, Rivon, Master, thou, the eye has put them off with a broken reed of an answer. But what answer will I give? He said to them, his three names are one. As a man may say, artisan, builder, and architect. And why does Scripture here mention three times the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did Scripture here mention three times the name of the Holy One, blessed be He, to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created His universe by three names that stand for the three goodly attributes of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. By these the world was created, as is said even in the Mashal Mishle Shlomo in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 to 20, where it reads, "The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, He established the heavens. By His knowledge, the depths were broken up. Yahuwah b'chakma yasad aret, konen shamayim abiya tevunna. Bidaitoa tehomota nivaka'u, ua shechakima yira'efu tal. Jehovah, by wisdom, founded the earth. Yahuwah b'chakma yasad aret. By understanding, He established the heavens. Konein shamayim bi tebunna. By His knowledge, the depths were broken up. Bi da'ito tehomota nivaka'u. And the skies dropped down the dew. U shechakima yirfu tal. The tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and HaMishkan, and the tabernacle, the tent of meeting and the tabernacle were also built to stand for these three attributes, as Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as Elohim said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 31 and 3, I have filled him, Betzalel, with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge. Vaymalei oto aruacha Elohim bechakma uavitavunna uave daata uave kola melacha. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God. Vaymalei oto aruacha Elohim in wisdom bechakma and in understanding uavitavunna and in knowledge uavit daat. And in all manner of workmanship, Ua Bikola Malaka. So too, the name of Elohim, the name of the true good, the true God, is repeated three times in the verse, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 4 and 24, where it reads, "For the Lord thy God is a devouring fire, a jealous, a zealous God." Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, Eish, Okla, Hu, El, Anna, for Jehovah, thy Elohim, true good, true God, Ki Yahuwah, Eloheka, Eish, Okla, a devouring fire, a fire that eats, Eish, Okla, Hu, He is a devouring fire, El, Anna, and El, true good, true God, zealous, a zealous El, or in translation, a jealous, he regularly, El, Anna, a zealous El, true good, true God, source, power, almighty. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, Eish Oklahu, El, Anna. And again, in the verse from Yehoshua, from Joshua 22 and 22, the children of God said, God, God, the Lord, God, God, the Lord, He knoweth. Hear in Yehoshua, in Joshua 22, verse 22, the children of God said, God, God, the Lord, God, God, the Lord, He knoweth. Uvne God, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, Hu Yodeah. And the children of God said, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, Hu Yodeah. Lamaze, why does the phrase God, God, the Lord, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Jehovah, why does the phrase occur twice here, as we have in Yehoshua, Joshua 22, verse 22, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, Hu Yodeah. once to stand for the three attributes by which the world was created, and once again to stand for the three attributes whereby the Torah, HaTorah, whereby the Torah, the directions, instructions, was given. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5 and 9, for I am the Lord thy God, a jealous God. Ki anochi Yahuwah Eloheka El Kana, for I, he who be, who he be, thy Elohim, am a zealous El. Ki anochi Yahuwah Eloheka El Kana. Hence, here it is said, God the Lord hath spoken and called the earth into being. Here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, the Aleph, the first verse. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aret. Ani Chozer. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aret. El Elohim Yahuwah Jehovah Diber hath spoken, he hath spoken, Diber Vayikra Aret, and called the earth into being. You might think that the earth was called into being separately and the heaven separately, but no. The two were called into being together. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, in Isaiah 48 and 13, where it reads, yea, my hand hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spread out the heavens. When I call them into being, they stand up together. They stand up together. Here, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 48 and 13. Af yadi yasada eretz v'minni tipacha shamayim korei ani elehem ya'amdu yachdav. Hear, yea, my hand hath laid the foundation of the earth. Af yadi yasta eretz, and my right hand hath spread out the heavens. We mean niya tipacha shamayim. When I call to them, korei ani elehem, they stand up together. Ya'amdu yachdau. Af yadi yasta eretz. We mean niya tipacha shamayim. Korei ani elehem. Ya'amdu yachdau. God the Lord, called the earth into being, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Hear, the Aleph verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aretz Mia Mizrach Shemesh Ada Mevo'o. When a mortal forms a figure, he either begins with his head and finishes with his foot, or begins with his foot and finishes with its head. Not so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He. When Elohim, the true good, the true God, formed man, He formed him all at once. As Scripture says in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 10 and 16, He is one who forms all at once. Ki Yotzer HaKol Hu, He is the former of all things. He is one who forms all at once. Here, Yirmiyahu. Ki Yotzer HaKol Hu. Therefore, hence, here, it is said, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ada Mebo'o. From the rising of the sun, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ada Mebo'o. To the going down thereof. A little note here, Hebraically speaking, Adami Bo'o, to its going forward, to its going. Adami Bo'o does not mean, literally, Hebraically, going down. but rather to the going, to its going forward, to its going, literally to its going. Mimizrach Shemesh Ada Mevo'o, to its going forth. Ad Mevo'o, Ad Mevo'o, Ad Mevo'o. And whence and where did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did Elohim call the world into being? Mitzion, out of Zion. For the verse, here, 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 in today's daily psalm, the Beit verse, the second verse that reads, out of Zion, the perfection, the perfecting of beauty. Mitzion, miklala yofi, out of Zion. Mitzion, miklala yofi, out of Zion, the perfecting of beauty. Mitzion, miklala yofi. This refers to the perfecting of the beauty of the world. Miklal yofi, referring to the perfecting of the beauty of the world. What is meant at the end of the verse by shine forth? By shine forth, Hebraically, by hofiah, hofiah. What is meant by the end, at the end of the verse, shine forth? It means that Elohim gave light, gave illumination, for God shined forth. Elohim hofiah clearly means his gift of light, his gift of illumination. As is said even in Eob, in Job, Job 37, 15, where it reads, God caused the light of his cloud to shine forth. Heteda besum Eloha et lehem vihofia or enano. The fuller verse, dost thou know when Eloha, when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? And cause the light of his cloud to shine. Hetedaa besum Eloha Elehem with hofia or enano. Minnaim, whence? Where the proof that this mizmor speaks of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, calling the world into being? Because the word perfecting. The word perfecting, miklal, miklal, perfecting is used in the mizmor. And it is said in the chapter on creation, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, the heaven and the earth were perfected, and all the hosts of them. Vakullu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kola tzva'am, and the heaven and the earth were finished. Vayakulu, 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 hashamayim, with haaretz, with kolat ba'am. And the heaven and the earth were finished, were perfected, were finished, and all the hosts of them. Vayakulu, hashamayim, with haaretz, with kolat ba'am. And when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim destroys the world, he will begin with Zion. He will begin with Zion. As is said even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah, Jeremiah 9 and 10, where it reads, I will make Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, heaps. V'natati et Yerushalayim, and I will make Jerusalem heaps. V'natati et Yerushalayim. And therefore, furthermore, in Yirmiyahu, even Jeremiah 4:27, reads, the whole earth shall be desolate. Shemama tehiyeh kol ha'aretz, the whole earth, the whole land shall be desolate. Shemama tehiyeh kol ha'aretz. And in Micah, in Micah 7:13, it reads, the earth shall be desolate for them that dwell therein. V'haita ha'aretz lishmama ala yoshveha, and the land shall be desolate for them that dwell therein, that dwell in ha. V'haita ha'aretz lishmama ala yoshbeha. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, renews His world, He will renew it, Mitzion, out of Zion, Mitzion, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 2 and 2, where it reads, "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the first of the mountains. V'hayta be'achrita ha'yamim nakona yihyeh har beit Yahuwah be'rosh he'harim. And it shall come to pass, v'haya, v'haya, and it shall come to pass, v'haya be'achrita ha'yamim, and it shall come to pass in the end of days, be'achrita ha'yamim nakona yihyeh har beit Yahuwah, that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established. Nakona yihyeh har beit Yahuwah b'rosh heharim, as the top, the rosh, b'rosh, in the rosh, the head, b'rosh heharim, in the top, as the top, as the first of the mountains, b'rosh heharim. I do not reprove thee, the eye, for thy sacrifices. Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Psalm 50, here, at the chet, at the eighth verse. Lo, ala zevacheka, o chicheka, I will not reprove the eye for thy sacrifices. Rav Nachman taught in the name of Rav Berakayu, if a man intends to do a righteous act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, writes it down before him as if already done. For the verse goes on to say, thine upsoaring thoughts are continually, itinually before me, before I. Ve'oloteka le'negdi tami. Thine upsoaring thoughts, ve'oloteka, are continually, itinually before me, before I. Le'negdi tamid. Or, in the other translation of this, and thy burnt offerings are continually before me. Ve'oloteka le'negdi tamid. Midrash, here, Midrash, no. Leviticus Rabbah, Vayikra Rabbah, 7 and 3, literally, olot, this means things that come up, things which go up, things which ascend, olot. So here we have, we oloteka, which most translators translate as burnt offerings, but also Hebraically, thine upsoaring thoughts. Thy ascending thoughts, ve'oloteka le'negdi tami, are continually, itinually before me. And here, 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 2 to verse 4a, it reads, and Shlomo and Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 80 measures of meal and 100 sheep. For he had dominion over all the region. First things first, a difference in the numbering between the Hebrew Masoretic and the KJV. Here, we find this picking up on this reference that Hebraically may be 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 2 to 4a. We find this actually in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 22, where it reads, and Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 3 measures of meal. Vayehi lechem Shlomo le'yom echada she'loshim akora soleta v'shishim akora kamach u'ameyatz on, and 100 sheep.
Umeah Son, Ki Hua Rode Bi Kola Ever, and he had, for he had dominion over all the region. Rav Yehuda Judah said, Shlomo, Solomon had 1,000 wives, and all of them prepared banquets. Every Isha, every Eshet, every wife, every day, for each hope that Shlomo, Solomon would dine with her. Solomon had, according to this scripture right here, beside harts and gazelles and roebucks. Levada me'ayela u'atzavi v'yachemur. Now, wilt thou fetch up a ola, a burnt offering for me, for I, who have dominion over so much more than Shlomo, than Solomon? Hence, hear, even today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, Psalm 50. I do not reprove thee for thy sacrifices. Lo, Allah zeh b'cheka, o ki cheka. I do not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, since they are already mine. But for what do I reprove thee? For what do I reprove thee, I? Hear, according to the daily psalm, here at the 19th verse, Psalm 50, verse 19. For that thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Pika shalachta v'ra'a, u'alishonka tatzmid amirma. Thou hast let loose thy mouth, pika shalachta, for evil, v'ra'a, and thy tongue, u'lishonka, frameth deceit, tatzmid mirma. When thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit, pika shalachta, v'ra'a, u'lishonka tatmida mirma. When Rav Jose ben Chalafta was a boy and used to play with other boys, a man saw him and said to him, quote, thy father, Avika, should be told that instead of studying thy lessons, thou playest with the boys. Rav Jose answered, as thou livest, what is it to thee? What is it to the eye? If thou tellest Avi, my father, he will strike me. He will strike I. Thus, like this, thou will accustom thy tongue to the speaking of slander. Hence, hear. When thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit, thou, the eye, wilt slander thine own mother's son. Pika shalachta v'ra'a u'lishonka tatsmid mirma b'vena imka titena dofi. Thou, the eye, slanderest thine own mother's son b'vena imka titena dofi. He who offereth thanks, youngful eyes, is thanks, glorifies me. Hear. Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, Psalm 50, here at the 23rd verse. He who offereth thanks glorifieth I. Zobeach toda yikavdani. Whoso offereth the sacrifice of thanksgiving honoreth me, honoreth I. Zobeach toda. Yikabadani, honoreth I. A thanksgiving, a toda, is nearer to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to Elohim, than all other offerings. For these are brought only because of transgressions. A thank
offering, a todah, is dearer to Elohim than all other offerings. Why? For these, the other offerings, are brought only because of transgressions. Thus, therefore, in Eov and Job, you find it said, even in Job 1 and 5, Job offered burnt offerings for Eov, for Job said, quote, "It may be that my sons have sinned. It may be that my sons have ucked up. Vayahiya kiya hika hikifua yemeya ha miya shite. Vayahishlacha Eov. Vayakadishem vayahishakima babokara vayahayla olota misapara kulam. Kiyamara Eov. Ulaya khata uwa vanaya. Uwa vera Elohima via levavama kaka ya isse Eov kola hayamin." Here, Job 1 and 5, the fuller verse. "And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Eov, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Eov, for Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned, have ucked up, and cursed Elohim, the true good, the true God, in their hearts. Thus, like this did Eov, did Job continually, itinually. Vayahi ki hikifua yemeyaha miyashter, vayishlacha Eova vayakadishem, vihishakim ababokar, viheela olot misapar kulam kiyamario. Ulaya khatua vanai u verakhu Elohima bi el babama kakoha ya iseyo bakola hayamim. But the thank offering, the toda is brought freely. The thank offering, the offering of thanks and praises, yankful Isis, the thank offering is brought freely. Thus, like this scripture says, even in 1 Shemuel, in 1 Samuel 15:22, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." Hine Shemoa mizavachatov. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Hine Shemoa mizavachatov. And also, in the words of Psalm 40 and 7, Hebraically, where it reads, "Sacrifice and offering thou the eye didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Sacrifice and offering thou the eye didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Zevach uminka lo chafatta, sacrifice and meal offering, zebach u mincha, sacrifice and the mincha, the meal offering, zebach u mincha, lo chafatta, azanayim karitali, mine ears hast thou opened, azanayim, karita li. Literally, Hebraically, mine ears hast thou pierced, hast thou dug out. Mine ears thou hast pierced, hast dug out. Aznai karita li. Mine ears the eye has pierced, has dug out, so that they are not stopped up, and I and I is able to hear the declaration of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Elohim's will, that superior to sacrifice is Shomea, is obedient, is hearing and obeying to his moral law, to HaTorah. his directions, instructions, the teaching of his majesty. Glorifieth me, glorifieth I, yikabadani, glorifieth me, glorifieth I, hear, in the 23rd verse of